Hi, everyone. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to A Date with Dateline. This episode is brought to you by the letter L.
L.
For our friend Lynn Cummings.
Hi, who Lynn.
I love Lynn. She's a Patronus, a longtime Patronus since the beginning. She's a super Dateline fan. She's super Southern. She dressed up like Keith for Halloween, and it stirred confusing feelings in me.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Because she looked really nice as Keith.
Oh,
Keith
boy.
Looks nice already.
Great job with that, Lynn. Good job.
And then she even made this video that I'll repost. She made like a Dateline parody video that's brilliant. And she's coming to CrimeCon. So how excited are we?
Excited.
We love you. Dateline loves you.
Can't wait to meet you.
You're the best. We thank you for your support. This episode is dedicated to you. Get it, girl.
And with that, tell us what we're talking about.
This episode is a replacement episode. It's correct. Kimberly's favorite,
yeah.
But it's not just for Patreons. It's for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because Dateline has thrown us another real sad episode.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We tried.
Do you think Dateline is depressed? Do you think they have like a little low-grade depression this year because there have been more sad episodes than usual?
I'm not going to lie. I more thought it was they're trying to foil us because they're like, no, they can't talk about this.
They think we're too sassy, and so they are trying to go extra sad. And like, yeah. Let's see what Katie and Kimberly can do with this. In reality, that's hilarious because they're not thinking about us at all.
They're not.
No. They barely know who we are. Correct. But that's really funny that you would think that. I just think they might be going through some hard times. And we send them positive vibes. Maybe they had seasonal affectiveness disorder during the winter. And they're just coming out of it.
Yeah. Maybe like a pet died.
Oh. Dateline's pet died.
Yeah. Dateline lost a hamster.
Oh.
Not like a big pet. A small pet. A pet that's not supposed to live that long. Not a pet that's a man's best friend. A pet that's, you know, man's acquaintance.
Yeah, I want to see you walk out of this hole that you're digging yourself in. All those hamster lovers out there really don't like you right now. How dare you say that that's a lesser pet that is not man's best friend?
Okay, what's the ratio on hamsters?
I mean, they don't live long. No,
they don't live long.
Maybe you're not expecting that. Maybe you were lied to by the guy at the pet store and told that they would live for 20 years.
And so you're bonding and bonding and bonding with your guinea pig and then just devastated when it passes away?
Yeah, I think that's what happened to Dateline.
Okay.
We got to find that shady New York guy who's like, get a guinea pig. They'll be with you forever. They'll be the best man at your wedding.
There's no guy on the street in New York peddling guinea pigs. Here you go.
I think there is.
It's five for a dollar.
Fat like, Tony.
What? Yeah.
Get you. That's what his name is.
Fat Tony.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the guinea pig?
No, that's the name of the guy selling the guinea pigs.
Oh, okay. Because I had a fat guinea pig. His name was Augustus. For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was fat when you got him and you named him.
He died from obesity.
Oh, obesity-related illnesses.
And from my neighbor feeding him saltines. Through the crate. Like sneaking over and trying to make friends with Augustus. And then he would feed him saltines. And I'm like, we can't feed a guinea pig saltines.
That's almost like assisted homicide.
He didn't. Yeah, it would be. Yeah, Ben Wood, wherever you are out there, I'm calling you out.
Yeah, that is not cool.
He didn't do it on purpose. He didn't.
Didn't he?
No, he was very religious. Yeah, all right, but this episode doesn't have any of that.
No, this episode is amazing. I've been wanting to do it forever, and then I finally found it online. I was really excited.
Agreed.
It's called Family Affair. It is season 23, episode 38, April 10th, 2015 is when it aired. Hosted by Andrea Canning. We love our queen. Yes. All hail.
Yes, ma'am.
We are near the Jersey Shore in this episode, which we'll let Katie do her best line.
No.
What?
No. I've been mocked ceaselessly for it and told that it wasn't very good. And when I listened to it online, I realized that my interpretation of Snooki is off.
You realized that?
It's off. So I will insert what I would like to say here instead.
Hello! Party's here!
I've been telling you it wasn't right forever, and you mocked me.
Yeah. Well, because I didn't know you have questionable impressions, too. So I thought, no, she doesn't know. But no, you're right. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. It doesn't sound like that at all.
Yes. It doesn't. I'm so excited.
So I will not be doing my
This is my new favorite episode of
today.
All time.
You won.
You do it a little bit like a baby.
I do it like a weirdo. I don't do it right. I don't know what I'm doing. I sound like a male impersonator doing an impression of Snooki at like a improv comedy troupe who is not very talented. That's what it sounds like.
Wow.
It's that bad.
That's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, it's bad.
So. Okay, can I give a, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. I've started watching the new reality show, Pauly D and Vinny, Find Love.
Oh my God.
It is amazing. I watched the first episode. It's 2 hours long. I am all in.
I can't wait.
The women are.
Is it on? What's it on?
It's on MTV.
I don't know why I was going to say HBO because it's definitely not on HBO.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Definitely not. It's not. No. It's so good. You get the bromance of the guys and then the crazy ladies of The Bachelor combined. And it's so good.
But they're in Jersey trying to find love, not in LA, right? Because I don't want
to
watch
them
in
LA.
LA.
They are in LA in like a big mansion.
Yeah.
But the girls are from all over. They're flown in.
Oh, it's a competition show?
It's The Bachelor, basically, but with Vinny and Pauly D.
Okay, stop. Enough. I'm in. That's it.
Yes. Yeah. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And when instead of getting a rose at the end.
What do you get?
Like, or tanning lotion. If you're kicked off, they say, your cab is here. Cab's here.
Oh, my God.
It's so good. So, okay. Kathleen Dorsett was a kindergarten teacher. She is very close with her parents. She lives across the street from them. Is that cute or is that weird?
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay.
I have opinions about it. I don't
want to. That's what this show is for.
Yeah.
Uninformed opinions.
I would never in a million years live in that kind of proximity to my family. But you might.
I might?
Yeah. So
no,
I don't.
Because last time I moved home with my parents, it was bad. I can't do it again. I can go there for like 2.5 days.
But what
and
about
then I
living
have to leave.
Across? But your parents would love to live across the street from you.
Oh my God. They want me to build a tiny house in their backyard.
Yes.
No, I couldn't do it.
I think for a certain person, yeah, it totally works. It's great because you get family help. There was a point when I was very little, my grandparents lived down the street. And I remember that was helpful, but if I talked to my mom about it today, I don't know what she'd say if she liked it or not. I'd have to ask her now and see what she actually thought about that.
And she wouldn't say it on the podcast.
Well, she doesn't know what, but my mom is Linda. I mean, she doesn't
really know what the
what
podcast
is. What
is
a podcast? I don't get podcasts on my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had that conversation 10 times. I don't get them on my phone. You do. It's cool. It's fine. Can I get it on my computer? Do I have to have internet? It's
yes.
It's a series of questions like that.
Does she know what Dateline is?
No, she keeps saying that you do your podcast on 2020.
Yeah. So Kathleen really wanted kids. She's a kindergarten teacher. She met Stephen Moore, who is a casual, laid back, not lazy, but laid back.
Yeah.
Which I am going to steal. The reason I did not realize for 3 days that I didn't have hot water was not because I'm too lazy. It is because I am laid back and too busy being laid back to use hot water. Now, Steven used to speed skate. He took the bronze in the national speed skating competition.
Yeah.
You're excited.
I was thrilled because the first time I watched, I'll use that term loosely, the episode, I didn't actually see what the skating was because I only listen. Then when I watched it, I saw roller skates and I got really excited.
Yeah.
Because I thought it might be ice skates.
Yeah.
And then it was not. He's a speed roller skater.
I didn't know that people, roller skates, really cool. Then there was the rollerblading fad, which you had to wear bicycle shorts. Those like in spandex and neon colors.
And knee pads.
Maybe a hyper color shirt.
Yeah.
That you pressed and it turned colors.
And don't forget knee pads and elbow pads.
Knee pads, elbow pads,
for some reason,
a sweatband around the head.
But you have to wear those with the roller blades, but not skates. Like not that with
was,
four wheels.
It was part
only
of the
three
look.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but now I feel like roller skates have made a comeback.
They're amazing. I love roller
skates.
You
bought me a pair of roller skates.
Yeah, I still have a pair. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. If anyone invites me to a roller skating event, I'm there. And I have my skates. I can't backwards skate. Don't ask me. I've tried. It's a painful topic. Someday.
I bought Heelys because I sometimes think I'm 15 or 12.
Well, you can buy child-sized shoes.
Yes. But I bought them thinking I was going to be really fun and like Heely around, no. And then I realize I am old and have no balance.
And you're going to break your ankle.
Again.
In like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
Yeah, now
down.
That I have an
She's
ankle
down.
Injury, I really shouldn't even
no.
try it again.
No.
I shouldn't tempt fate. I should get rid of them. I still have them. I've just never actually worn them outside of my apartment. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Steven's mom is named Evelyn. Mm-hmm. She is super sassy. I love her.
Yeah.
I can't just land on what she reminds me of, like thinking Mike Myers in the coffee talk skit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure if that's quite it. She's wearing pearls.
I love the Jackie O pearls. I can't. Yeah. I loved it. I wrote it down for Fashion Police. It's just classic. Yeah. I love it.
She's the way she talks, it's almost like she doesn't have time for Andrea's questions. Mm-hmm. But then by the end, you realize, oh, she is really genuine and very nice. That's just her demeanor is like, well, duh, Andrea.
I think she's a no, you know? She's a no-nonsense broad.
No-nonsense broad.
Yeah. She's not having it. So
yes.
I would like her to be my mom.
Okay, so they went worldwide trip together, Stephen and Evelyn.
Yes.
And I would go with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I went on a worldwide trip with my mother.
Be kind.
Only
right
one
now.
Of us is coming back. And that is not because I might try to kill her. That is because she might be trying to ask for directions and accidentally sell me to a Saudi prince's harem.
Correct. Through no fault of her own. It would be an honest mistake, but
yeah.
A very big mistake and life-changing.
Yeah.
For you.
We did go to Israel, and we both made it back.
And you went to New York with your mom.
Oh, boy. We did. We went to New York. I almost lost her in Times Square.
Oh.
She's very small.
She's very small. Yeah.
So Evelyn retired to the Jersey Shore, and Stephen moved there to be near her because he's a very doting son.
That
and
was
they have
very
a great
sweet.
Relationship. Very sweet. Kathleen and Stephen are total opposites. Kathleen is very driven and very serious, and he's kind of laid back and hyper and kind of like a big kid, like Peter Pan syndrome. But he settles down to be with Kathleen. He got his first big boy job at a car dealership. I'm not trying to be condescending. Andrea literally talks about him like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's a solid citizen with a steady job now. Was that shade a little bit.
Yeah. But I think it's also what happens when you're like an athlete. So obviously he did speed skating, like he was winning things. So that was kind of what he did. Maybe he was sponsored. And then it's like, what do you do when you're done with that?
Right.
You age out of that. So you go right. on a trip with your mom around the world and then you move to New Jersey. And then what do you do?
Right. He just had he never really had a job. He would like kind of do part-time stuff and never yeah. was serious about a girl.
They said he always had a job. They said he had a job. The friends like
But he
said,
never really had a job.
He didn't have a career always, job.
Career job. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he got one when he married Kathleen and mm-hmm. they had Elizabeth, a baby, and they loved her so much, mm-hmm. maybe too much. Foreshadowing. That was me. That wasn't Andrea. There so everything is good until one day in 2010 Stephen disappears and detectives start to look into his life. Kathleen was a bit of an obsessive mom. She made her own baby food. Now,
manic mom.
Yeah, maybe in 2010, making your own baby food makes you an obsessive mom. But I feel like if you don't make your baby food now, then the Gwyneth Paltrow mommy police comes and takes your child away.
only in certain parts of Los Angeles. In the rest of the world, I think we're safe, except maybe like in Portland.
Oh, in Portland, they have like custody hearings, right. And the judge is like, you don't grind up hemp seeds and organic chia into your baby food. Take the child away from this monster.
And then I think probably also little parts of Austin, Nashville, and then I'm sure there are a few towns on the East Coast that we're missing. But there's only a few sectors that are like that. Everywhere else in the world, you can still buy Gerbers and your baby, you know what? Your baby's fine.
Your baby's fine either way. But I still think Gwyneth's goop has infested the whole country.
I'm going to tell you something about Gwyneth's goop. I got real excited because I got this setting spray for a very cheap makeup setting spray. It's what you do at the end. I see,
yes,
you blank.
I see
your blank stare. Okay.
I kind of
you
knew.
You spray it at the end. And I got real excited because there was one and it was on super sale. The setting spray was by Goop and another like makeup lady, right? But she had partnered with Goop.
Oh, they make their own products now?
Oh, yeah. No, there's Goop. I don't know if it's Gwyneth Paltrow Goop, but it's got to be, right? Goop is her thing.
Yeah,
there's
it's
a there's like a lip balm that's really good.
She will cut a bee that uses that in not hers.
And it had sunscreen in it, so I was excited. I was like, oh, this is great. It's like setting spray and you get your sunscreen for the day. So you're good. It's like 30 SPF. Stung my face. I tried it twice and I was like, that can't be right. Stung it so bad. It stings. So I don't know what sort of witch hazel nettle combo is in the setting spray, but I was like, Gwyneth, you've made a terrible error here.
If I know Gwyneth, and I think I do, there are mini artisan bees in the spray, and they fly out and they sting your face because it produces more collagen and makes you look younger.
Yeah. It was upsetting and unfortunate.
We see you, Gwyneth.
Yeah, Gwyneth.
We know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So Kathleen's dad was a very nice guy. He was a neighborly guy. He helped out around. Thomas. Kathleen's mom, Leslie, ran for the school board. Nice family. But guess what? The detectives discover that Kathleen and Stephen's marriage was over. Dateline makes it seem like this was this big secret and the detectives were digging and they uncovered it. But I think everyone in the world knew that their relationship was a shirt show. And that's saying something because this is in New Jersey. And that's the birthplace of Sammy and Ronnie's relationship.
Ronnie. Yes.
Stop, Ron. So much like Sammy, Kathleen was very critical of Stephen. Everything he did for baby Elizabeth was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they lived across the street from the in-laws and the in-laws would pop in
without knocking. No, we're done. The minute they said that, I was like, nope.
I literally got the cold sweats.
Yeah.
When someone knocks at my door, I dive down to the floor like there's bullets coming in the window.
Like a real American, because that's what we do.
Yes.
Because we don't want to talk to someone at the door.
Guest ready. So Stephen couldn't take it anymore. So they divorced. Stephen, Kathleen, no longer. The morning he disappeared, he dropped the baby off with Kathleen, and then he was gone.
And they hadn't been divorced long at this point. It's like 2 months divorced,
a few months before, exactly.
Okay.
So a couple days later, a car is found on fire at 4 a.m.
Wow.
And it was the car that Stephen was driving. Now, the cop says his intuition told him that something was bad. So a car is on fire at 4 a.m. My intuition tells me that you're a dumb.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, Stephen's remains are found in the trunk of the car. Now, if we could pivot from that sadness for 1 second to Stephen's friend, Missy. Do we want to talk about Missy?
I want to talk about both of Stephen's friends. The friends are amazing because they're total California friends. The guy's got a ponytail. She's got bright red pink hair with a nose ring.
She gives me hope that I could still dye my hair colors.
Let me just say this blanketly. You can dye your hair whatever color you want at whatever age you want.
Really?
Whatever you want to do. It's your life.
That's true. No, that's true.
I follow
hashtag
a couple
new
of
year,
these,
new me.
I'm serious. I follow a couple of these ladies on Instagram who are older and they all have crazy looking hair.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And it looks cute and they love it. And they do like glitter makeup and they're like, glitter eye makeup's for anyone. And I'm like, you know what? Go for it. I agree. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
All right.
So Kathleen was, it turns out, kind of a B word. Stephen, at one point, fed the baby a little bit of sauerkraut, which sounds gross to me just because I don't think I like sauerkraut. Confession, I don't really know if I've ever had it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. When do you eat sauerkraut?
Hot dogs?
Yeah, I don't eat.
It's like a cabbage thing? So, like, you wouldn't really have it because you've been a vegetarian for a long time.
Yeah.
But everybody should know out there, the biggest sauerkraut fans, the biggest sauerkraut tip I have, did you know that when you order the hot dog at Costco for $1.50, including the drink, if you ask them for sauerkraut, they'll give it to you in a little cup. They have it in the back. Big tip.
What does it taste like? Pickled?
It does. You probably like it. It does taste like it's like a pickled cabbage.
Maybe I would. I love pickles.
You'd probably really like it. It comes in like we have to go to like a German restaurant because it does come. It goes on a lot of different things. But the most popular is probably like Polish sausage.
Well, I have vegetarian sausage at home.
You'd probably like it. It has a lot of flavor.
I might try some.
Okay, I'm excited.
This is a very exciting day for me. I'm trying all of these new things. I'm going to try Heelys. I'm going to try sauerkraut.
Yep.
I don't think it's that bad that he gave the baby sauerkraut. I've seen people make their baby taste a pickle just to see the funny face it makes. But Kathleen really did not like that. She was screaming at him in front of all of his friends. How dare you give the baby sauerkraut?
I'm sure he just gave it like a little tiny sliver. It comes in little slivers. It's shaved.
Yeah. I don't think he was like shoving it into the baby's mouth.
Man, that's weird. She's just a control freak.
Yeah.
Very unlikable.
Their relationship soured. Crowded.
Good work.
Stephen's divorce attorney says that Kathleen's behavior was the craziest she's ever seen. And again, I need to point out that we're in New Jersey, and this is where Snooki got punched in a bar.
Yeah. Several times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being kicked out of the club, meatball problems.
Kathleen would give Stephen a chart when he was watching Elizabeth, and he had to fill it out. When did she eat? When did she sleep? What time did she poop? I believe my mom makes you fill out a chart like that for me.
Not anymore.
Really?
I think that stopped, I'm going to say like 4 years ago.
Now
I have to do email updates.
Mm.
So it's every 6 hours there's an email update on what I think that you're doing.
Yeah.
And how I think you're feeling. And it's the pain scale, happy and sad faces. So I have to pick on the pain scale where you are in the frowny, sad, or happy faces.
I understand. She likes to be kept in the loop.
Yeah.
She also would call Stephen continuously, even though he was just watching Elizabeth for like a few hours. Again, just like Joni.
She would be gone for like 3 hours and she would call 4 times.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Kathleen also would bring the baby to Stephen's work out of spite. The boss says spoit or like
spoit.
Spoit.
Yeah, I like that.
And she would hold the baby in front of him. And then when he would try to hold the baby, she would yell at him and take the baby away.
It's and like make fun of the way he was holding it. No, she's messed up.
Really weird mind games. Stephen felt like he was a sperm donor. Like she had gotten her baby and now she was done with him.
Mm-hmm.
And they were fighting over custody of the baby. And she didn't want him to have overnight visits, anything. The detective, can we just say, pronounced Kathleen's name like Kathleen? Which I didn't know if it was a regional thing.
Didn't hear it. Don't know.
Stephen started recording Kathleen on his cell phone.
Smart.
Yeah, it is. It's totally smart. In one recording, he's asking Kathleen about taking the baby away because Kathleen wants to take the baby away for the weekend. And Stephen is pretty paranoid. I think he's thinking she would just leave, just take the baby and not bring the baby back. Because he wants to know what airline they're flying on and the itinerary that they're going to be using. And Kathleen is being so passive aggressive. She's like, okay, okay, we'll see. We'll see. And like, it's...
You don't think... I think that he's giving her a taste of her own medicine. I don't think he actually cares about the itinerary at all.
No, no, I think he wants to know where his daughter's going to be, because I think he's not putting it past her just taking the baby.
Okay, yeah. I guess I did not think about that.
Because they're in this custody battle.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of what I thought. But no, that's totally true. It is a taste of her own medicine.
Yeah.
And then she'd say to the baby as she's handing Elizabeth off, she'd say, "I know you don't want to go with him," which is so...
That's so
awful. Sociopathic.
She's like, "That's the way it is. Sorry, princess." And I wanted to punch the screen. Yes. You know, they're not even showing video at that point. They're just showing like a still frame of a car with the words. And I'm like, yeah. No.
Kathleen, no. Stop it.
No, Kathleen has no friends.
No friends.
No friends.
So Andrea points out that there are many custody battles that don't end in murder. But I would like to point out that all murders where there are custody battles, that is the cause. In general, 99%, let's say. Like, if I'm going to do a little math, I'd say A is sometimes B, B is always C, so C is something. Are you impressed?
No, I don't. I don't know what you're... What's going on?
I don't know. It's like a math problem.
Is that what you...
Like math.
Mm.
It's more like a Venn diagram, and it's like A is part of B, B equals C.
Are you trying to do an a quadratic equation? Like, live, on air?
I don't know what I'm trying to do.
Lynn, I hope you're enjoying your episode thus far.
Lynn is nice. She'll be like, aw. She'll go, bless them.
Yeah.
So Kathleen and her parents decide to move to Florida, and she's taking the baby. Stephen decides to also move to Florida to be near his daughter.
Smart.
That's how much he loves Elizabeth, that he's willing to continue to put up with the parents and Kathleen.
Now, they don't tell us if Evelyn, his mom, is moving too, but I bet you she is as well.
I bet she was
like, well, maybe I can retire in Florida instead of the Jersey Shore.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's all human.
Okay.
Now, Stephen works it out with his attorney that they would get him an apartment and support him until he got a job in Florida.
Right.
It's a pretty good deal. So Stephen's stops answering his phone because it's still really bad. And he's just letting it go to voicemail so that he can record all of Kathleen's voicemails at this point. Mm-hmm. And she's very aggressive. She curses a lot and very not like a kindergarten teacher. Kathleen was the last one to see him alive. The police go to see her and tell her, we got the autopsy in, it's a homicide. He was killed, blunt force trauma, and strangulation. And she says, how am I supposed to respond to that?
Kathleen.
Pretty much any other way than you just did.
Yeah, what?
Other than, like, laughing.
Right.
Just don't say that. Now, the day he disappeared, a neighbor had heard a scream and popped her head out.
It was 4 a.m.
Four in the morning. Pretty sure it was Delia with the binoculars.
Absolutely.
And she was like, what's going on, guys? Is everything okay? And Kathleen goes, shut the window. Like, snaps her head around. Kathleen is Kathy, who shut her window on the mom passing out flyers and then called the police on the mom passing out flyers.
Here's the problem, and I was going to talk about it later, but I'll just address it now. There is a point in the episode where we find out that Kathleen is, in fact, a Katie.
Yes. No, a Kathy.
No, she's a Katie. They both call her Katie. He says it like you hear him in one of these voicemail exchanges.
Oh.
And then the parents do it later, and they say Katie would never so and such and such and such and such. It's later on in the episode. But I'm upset about it because she is a Katie, and she's absolutely a Kathy.
Oh, she's 1,000% a Kathy.
So how is she a Katie and not a Kathy? And she's giving Katie's a bad name, and Katie's up until now have been okay.
In the letter, her dad says Kathy with a K.
He does? Why do they say Katie then?
K-A-T-H-Y.
Then why do they say Katie?
To upset you, obviously. It's not right. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
I don't approve.
Thank you.
And I'm sure there are some lovely Kathys, but not.
She's the other kind of.
Hour
she's
two
the bad Kathy.
On the show. Yes. Yeah. She's the bad kind. The police ask Kathy if she can, if they can look around her house. And she's super chill about it. She offers them grapes. So I think she's like a full-on sociopath. Who offers police grapes when they're coming over?
Like, I don't like that.
You gotta do cheese and crackers.
But all I can think of is that she's like washing the grapes in the
That's
sink.
That's the only thing.
Puts yeah. a little bit on a paper towel. Like, how many grapes did he get? Four grapes?
Four
how many
grapes?
Was she generous with her grapes or
no.
was she stingy with the grapes? It's
stingy.
Not like a bowl. Yeah, because it's not a bowl of grapes. It's here's a tiny handful. You can have four grapes.
They are the organic kind that she's blending into baby food for Elizabeth.
So you can definitely only have four because
no,
the baby
Elizabeth
needs
them.
Yeah,
she's
needs
a little bit Mickey. Joey needed it.
Oh, she is a little
it.
Mickey.
Yeah, but it's with Elizabeth. Elizabeth needs the grapes. You can have
wow.
two, Sergeant.
Yeah.
If that's your real name. So.
Can I see your ID again?
Yeah, exactly. So then they start talking about her gardening. She has put, I don't know why I said it like that, gardening.
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 When I did my gardening.
Horrible. She had put new mulch in her yard. Now, I want to know if the police brought up the mulch in the garden or if
no,
she
they did
brought
not.
It up.
She brings it up. That's what they said, that it was weird because she's trying to make small talk.
What the hell?
She says, we're going to put mulch in because we're trying to sell the house, so we're trying to spruce up the yard.
See, now, this makes her such an arrogant jabbermouth that she is just nonstop talking, and she thinks she's so smart that she can get away with anything, so she can literally point out where there is evidence.
You're giving her a lot of credit. She's not doing
Or that. She's just dumb as bricks.
She's dumb as bricks, and what she's doing is like trying to be like, don't look at the mulch.
Yeah.
Or why? So she's thinking that if they say, why is there a bunch of new mulch down here, that they'll go for that.
So she preemptively is so like, in case you were wondering, right. When you were out front, why there's new mulch, it's because I had to spruce up the house because we're selling it because we're moving sort of.
She thinks she's being smooth like Ralph did with like when I went out the door, like in the last episode and the glass pushed out.
Yeah.
Now, come on, Ralph.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But if she had just said nothing.
Nothing.
If it takes, it reminds me of our Patreon episode, Deadly Conspiracy, when she says, she's looking at papers and she's like, oh, this is my son's friend. If she had just said nothing when she looked at that paper.
Exactly.
Kathy, you need to stop talking.
Yeah.
So speaking of gardening.
Speaking of gardening, it's springtime. You know how I know? Because your allergies are horrendous.
I literally, at this very moment, cannot breathe through my left nostril at all.
Yeah, I'm really sad about that. I'm sorry. But in springtime, I think most important thing to do is to get out of the doldrums of winter and get into a new healthy routine, right?
Yes.
So what better way to do that than with a Care of vitamin subscription?
Care of.
You know we love Care of. We talk about it all the time. Kimberly, tell our listeners what they should expect when they go to the Care of website.
You get to take a really fun quiz. It's all about you. I know you guys are like me and like to take quizzes that are all about you because all of you keep asking me to take the quiz to find out what personality types Katie and I are. But that quiz is overwhelming and this quiz is short and it's fun.
It is. And it also now has some questions that are more focused to see if you're getting enough protein, fiber, and good fats in your diet. Because Care of has released a new line of natural protein powders.
Yes. And they have vegetarian and vegan stuff too. I'm so excited. I'm going to put them in my smoothies.
It's something that I always actually get when I go to get a Jamba Juice is the protein powder. So it's really cool that Care of is now offering these things for everyone. And the best thing about Care of is how easy and convenient it is as a service. They come in these really cool little packs that we've talked about before. They have fun little like facts about life or fun quotes. It's things that you should know. It's really great. It's like the Snapple bottle of now, pretty
much.
Oh,
that's a great way to say it. It's the Snapple bottle of nutrition.
It is.
It's a Snapple bottle of health.
It is. It's taking care of yourself. This is a subscription service that you get delivered right to your door every month. And not only that, it's got your name on it.
which is pretty
great. I love things that have my name on it.
I know. It's just for you.
Katie is changing hers, though, to say something else because she hates the name Katie now.
No, it's going to be Katie with an X forever. Okay. Everyone should check out careof.com. At the end of your order, you enter Dateline 50 for 50% off your first Care Of order.
That's a really good deal.
It's a really good deal. So go to takecareof.com and enter Dateline 50 for 50% off your first Care Of order. It's a fantastic company, and we've really enjoyed using their products over the last couple of months, so everybody should check it out.
Yay, Care Of. Thank you.
Thank you, Care Of.
Take care.
Take care of.
Take care now. That's a Seinfeld thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Take care now. Take care now. Because I'm not going to be taking care of you. So you should take care now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So the crime scene people and the police check in the mulch, mm-hmm. where Kathleen basically directed them to check.
He said it's the first place they look. They're like, yeah. We're definitely going to check that out, you weirdo. Thanks for the grape.
That's why I was pointing it out to you, so you wouldn't feel the need to check it out. No.
Thank you for the grape and a half, but we'll be leaving. I hope she cut the grape.
Thank you for cutting it in half because you didn't want me to choke.
I peeled this grape for you. You're terrible. Get out of here. Get out of my face. I don't want to eat an eyeball. Okay, go.
So the police arrest Kathleen. And then the next morning, Kathleen's dad, Thomas, drives to his attorney's office and tries to kill himself.
Oh, my God.
I know. He's in his car. He has a tube from a refrigerant canister. I don't really know how that works.
I don't either. It sounded awful, to be honest. I was really sad about it.
I have so many questions. Why are you doing this at your lawyer's office? Why are you doing this in a public place?
Yeah, I don't.
Why are you going in the middle of the day to your...
Was this like a last minute decision? It's really bizarre. I don't...
The lawyer's office? I didn't understand any of this.
I don't think he planned on doing it. I think he went to the lawyer's office and had some sort of crisis of conscience or something.
But
happened.
He had the refrigerant canister, whatever that is, in his car.
Is that not what is used for an air conditioning unit in a car?
No, it was this huge thing. It took up the whole passenger seat.
That's right. You're right. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly, that
this
was the most...
planning. Unless he's so like in is... construction. He was kind of a handyman. So
he was. They said he was.
But yeah, but this is a huge... appliance thing that he has in his car.
This is a very showy suicide, I have to say. It's very, yes. I don't understand what the purpose, why though?
And
what was the reason?
Again, in public, broad daylight, where anyone could stop you.
So this wasn't an actual attempt, or was it an actual attempt?
I don't know. I mean, the last week's, I think that was a BS attempt.
Oh,
we
he
all
was
know,
definitely
I think that
with
was
the
a
safety
BS
razor.
Attempt.
Yeah, yes. You know.
This, I do not know. I don't know if it was not a real attempt or if it was just a really poorly planned attempt. But regardless, he survives because the lawyer comes and finds him. Because, so maybe he wanted, maybe it was like one of those attempts where he's like, wants to be caught. I don't know.
But for what purpose?
I don't know. Sympathy?
To garner sympathy?
I don't know.
But for what?
I don't.
So they'd be like, well, we'll let Kathleen out. If you'll stop doing this, that's horrible.
You're
like,
a pillar
you
of
doing?
Your community. Everyone on your street loves you. We can't have you try to kill yourself. We're going to let your daughter out of jail.
Kathleen, you're free to go. It's not happening.
Ma'am, here are your things. We'll give you a ride home.
And the thing
and
is,
$20 for dinner.
It's unbelievably sad. But, like, I mean, he has all the child's pictures lined up on the dashboard. Because I guess he carries the photos, 17 photos with him at all times in his pocket.
Not are just we... 17 photos. No, 17 loose photos in his shirt pocket.
And not small photos. Let's be real that they are sticking out 4x6 out of his shirt pocket so that if someone says, "What is that?" he can whip out 17 photos and show you of his granddaughter at all times.
Put them in your phone.
Put them in the
wallet. Put them in a mini little album.
They have photo flip outs for wallets. You cut them down, you get them size small.
And
you put them in your wallet.
Loose photographs. And I didn't know that before I started watching Dateline. Dateline has brought out this dogmatic thing that I have about photographs. And it makes me very upset.
Well, you do occasionally scrapbook as part of your job.
Yeah. So not well, but I do. And I have my own photo albums. And I have a lot of pictures on the wall. Photos belong in frames or in a book.
Does it upset you that I have many, many loose photographs in a box?
No, a box is fine.
But they are in a box.
A photo box. I don't do it personally, but I tolerate those who do.
I'm glad you tolerate me, Kathy.
I didn't say agree. I said tolerate. The interesting thing the police are figuring out, they're like, was he just upset about his daughter going to jail, or was it something more? When the police came to first arrest Kathleen, Thomas apparently took his wallet out of his back pocket like he thought he was being arrested. Also, yes, keep your photographs in your wallet. And he was taking out his wallet to be like, oh, I have a picture of my granddaughter. I want to show you.
Have you met Elizabeth? Let me show you a picture. This is her. He thought straight up he was getting arrested.
Or he was going to pull it out. Like, he was going to show his badge, and instead of a badge, it's one of those accordion photograph things. And it's all Elizabeth all the way down to the floor. And it's, like, pooling at the floor. Because it's as long as the Constitution.
Oh, but he clearly doesn't have that, because he's keeping them in his pocket. He wants people to be able to see them and ask him at Walmart, what is that? What do you have there?
My granddaughter. What?
This is Elizabeth. She's a genius. You know it's going to be
something
like that.
She can solve quadratic equations, and she speaks Mandarin. She's only one. So the police are looking into Thomas and Kathleen now, and they get a call from a restaurant owner who has surveillance footage. And this was fairly clear surveillance footage. It wasn't as grainy as usual, I have to say.
I should
give props when it actually is good quality. So one of the cars that's driving is Thomas, and he's driving Stephen's car. And then following behind is Kathleen in her car.
In her Sentra.
Yeah. So then they are in this parking lot by the restaurant. And it's an hour later on the surveillance footage. Thomas comes back. Why did he return? He starts putting stuff in the dumpster. Are there no other dumpsters in Jersey that he returned to the same parking lot where they dropped off Stephen's car? I know there's more because where there's dumpster fires. And Jersey has had enough dumpster fires, no more than Chris Christie. Biggest dumpster fire of all. So why did they return there?
I don't know, because also the video is literally him in the middle of the screen. There's nothing else. It's the camera is focused on the three dumpsters.
Yeah.
And it's him going back and forth to the car. In the
wearing gloves.
Like it was supposed to be,
it
was shot by someone else.
It was cinematographer filmed
unbelievable. It. Unbelievable.
And the scene is man suspiciously throws away murder items.
Throws away tarp.
Tarp.
2x4.
There you
shovel,
go.
Like
rope.
Literally everything that's in a murder kit he
everything
throws in
Everything from
the
a Walmart murder kit. Although we'll find out later this is a Target family.
Yes, we do find that out. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for your loss.
To my Target has been so pure up until this point.
I know.
It's tainted now. So Thomas wakes up from the coma and the police arrest him immediately, which has to suck.
They show no mercy to the detective is like, Andrea like asks a question. And he's like, oh, no. We didn't care that he was in a coma. No. There were police officers outside the door ready to be like, we're reading you your Miranda rights.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. And the nurses are like, can we get him perfectly? They're right. Like, fine. So police think that Thomas and Elizabeth lured Stephen to the house and then attacked him. The courts take away baby Elizabeth and they put her with Evelyn, Stephen's mom, thank God, and not with Leslie, the only non-arrested member of the Dorset family.
Yeah.
The police then hear from Kathleen's friend or someone who's close to Kathleen, I want to know more, that if they didn't get rid of Stephen before the move to Florida, then they were going to kill him in Florida and feed him to the alligators.
It's not a friend. It's her jailhouse person.
There we go.
It's her jail roommate. Her jail roommate, who is now her new best friend named Dorinda.
Yeah, Dorinda. Yeah. So then we get to my very favorite part of the episode. I'm hoping it was yours. The recorded prison phone calls between Kathleen and her mother. They are chit-chatting like they're catching up over fraps.
It is class.
It's pure class.
All class. No trash.
No. Money can't buy you class, my friends.
No.
Elegance is learned. What is it? Yeah. Is it elegance is learned?
I think it is elegance is learned, but I always thought it was elegance is love. It's not clear, and it's a very short series of words, so I'm not sure why I can't understand one of them when Luann sings it.
Money can't buy you class. Money can't buy you class. Elegance is learned, my friends.
That kind of seems like a dichotomy because she's saying money can't buy you class, like implying maybe you're just born with it or you're not. But then she's saying elegance is learned, so it can be taught. So maybe she's saying regardless of if you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth or not, then you can learn class even if you're poor. Never thought I'd be dissecting the Countess's lyrics on this show, but really, I should have thought so, because this is on par for what we do here.
Yeah.
Elegance is learned, oh yeah.
So the conversation between Kathleen and her mom goes something like this. How was dinner? Very nice. We went to the place where Luigi's funeral was.
Wow.
Oh, I love that place. They have the best antipasta. What? Okay, so I'm assuming that it was like a memorial service was held at this place.
Yeah.
Or it's a restaurant slash funeral home.
No. No. First one. Number one.
Okay. How was the party? Wonderful time. Everyone sent you their regards. Oh, really? Oh, good. Laura specifically. Who is Laura? I want to know more from Laura.
Her cousin.
Was Laura... What's going on with Laura? Laura, I need a spinoff. How did she ask about her?
So in the New Jersey Housewives, sometimes, like when people are mad at each other, when Kim, the shop owner, is mad at everyone, she'll still like send regards to Teresa in prison. You know, send her my regards, you know, because they are friends and she wants her to know that she's thinking about her, but just talk so much.
So it's a real regards
behind
it's
her back.
It's like a heartfelt
It's real
regards.
To the mom, but then she's going off and telling everyone else Kathleen got what she deserved.
So it's not a passive aggressive, like, regards.
No. No, it's very much a very honest regards. And then to everyone else, it's...
Interesting.
Kathleen is a dumpster fire. Yeah.
How do, in general, you send regards to someone for their daughter who is in prison? That has to be awkward. Like, send your daughter my regards. I saw Orange is the New Black last night and I thought of her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Is that what's happening? Yeah. I don't know how you do that.
I think that's very close. No, I think that in Jersey, you can get away with just sending regards. In California, I don't know what we'd say. I'm so sorry that happened.
Regards sounds like such an F you. It sounds fake.
Please give her my love. Please give her a hug from me.
That's California.
Tell her we're thinking about her.
Yeah.
Be that.
So Kathleen and her mom then proceed to talk about the weather. Although, don't know why, because Kathleen is locked up in prison. She's not allowed outside. And then they talk about the cats.
Sure do.
Boy, the cats need their own spinoff with Laura.
Yeah.
Those bratty cats knocked down Elizabeth's strawberry shortcake plate. Those little and then she cusses.
Blank, blank, blank.
Do they think Elizabeth is going to be back staying with them soon? And that's her favorite plate. Elizabeth had, Joey needed it. It's like that she needs that. She's not coming back to your house. You are not getting Elizabeth back.
I think they're all just they're crazy. They're insanely delusional. It's unbelievable. Also, how many cats?
That's a good question.
Want your best guess.
Three.
I think three too.
And they're named Elizabeth 1, Elizabeth 2, and Elizabeth 3.
Yeah, they're named Elizabeth, Lizzie, and Beth. That's it. And Beth is kind of sick because of Little Women.
Yeah. Oh, she like Little Women.
She has croup.
She's the sickly one.
She has kitty bronchitis. It's all right. It happens to the best of us. It's okay.
So then the best part is they're gossiping about someone else's kids. Maybe Laura's? Unsure. I hope it's Laura's.
Yeah, who are they gossiping about? I hope it's Laura's.
I hope it's Laura's. Kathleen is like, well, she can't take care of them by herself. And the mom is like, they are uncontrollable. And I was
like, they must be really bad.
Lest she whose cats are breaking strawberry shortcake plates not cast the first stone about someone else's children. Also, mom, Leslie, your daughter's in jail. So maybe don't talk smack about someone else's parenting.
They're delusional. They don't get it. I think they think that Kathleen's going to be released.
That 100%.
Well, they couldn't possibly convict her. She's a kindergarten teacher. They're not going to convict. Uh-huh. Yeah, they are.
They
straight up are.
Yeah. So then the conversation turns a little and becomes about money. Kathleen needs a lot of money in cash from her mom. And her mom does not have a lot of money left. She's like, that's all I have. $1,000. That's all I have. So then they meet in prison, a visitation. We don't get to hear that. Then they're back on the phone. And this call is very cryptic and mysterious. And we have no idea what's going on, except not really. It's completely obvious. And anyone listening would know exactly what's going on. But they think it's very cryptic.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen is like, Mom, remember what we discussed at the visit? And I wish the mom had been like, that last episode of NCIS? And she'd be like, no, Mom, the murder. That's what I wanted to happen. She says, well, it's basically in motion now, and you need to do your part. And then she says, Mom, remember natural. Write that down, Mother. Write it down. I'll wait.
Also write
natural.
Down.
Natural. Also write down diabetic. What the mom couldn't remember these two words. It's two words.
She was running for school board. She was
on the
school board.
She's running for school board. I forgot. And she can't remember two words.
She's under duress.
And then Kathleen says, $1,000. Stick it in an envelope. Someone will meet you there. You won't even know him. Now, does Kathleen know that these calls are being recorded? Stop talking, Kathleen.
She thinks she's being sneaky. She doesn't know. She's really, this whole thing is like, makes me so angry because of how sure they are about how sneaky they're being.
So sure. Like if they were questioned, she'd be like, the $1,000 in an envelope, it's for the gardener. That's
it's
all
like
it's
they,
for.
It's like they don't watch TV.
No.
That's what it's like to me. I'm like you, and I know they watch a lot of TV. So, which makes me think that they're watching competition singing shows and that's it. They watch So You Think You Can Dance and The Voice.
You're not learning anything from those shows.
And that's it. No, you're not. No. You're learning about Blake Shelton's, you know, good 5 o'clock shadow.
There you go.
And Thomas can't pull that off.
No. No, it's they really think they're being shady. But
they do.
How, if the cops were like, what are you talking about? Natural, diabetic, write it down, $1,000, seal it in an envelope. What is she? Oh, well, I was buying some organic berries for Elizabeth. And the guy at the farmer's market, he only takes cash.
No, it's going to be, the cat is diabetic. It's going to be.
The cat is, this
Lizzie
is for the
number
medicine
two.
For the cat.
This is Lizzie number two is diabetic.
This is the medicine. The cat needs it.
It's very expensive insulin. It's imported from Portugal. Like, what? That's it. I don't know. They're going to have, she's going to have something, and she's not going to be able to think on her feet, so she better think of it now.
I know. She's not able to think on her feet. So then it turns out that Kathleen, shocker, This is really a murder plot. Kathleen has hired someone to murder Evelyn, Stephen's mother, who is raising the baby.
My God.
Which, again, I don't freaking understand. Because just because Elizabeth is with Evelyn and Evelyn is dead doesn't mean that Elizabeth suddenly goes back to Kathleen's mom, or that Kathleen and her dad are going to be magically released from prison and all go out to dinner at the place where Luigi's funeral was held.
Yeah, they're all going to Buca del Beppo, and they're all having, you know, the fettuccine with the side of meatballs.
And yeah, and they're going to toast to their good fortune.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, and how luck is always on their side.
Health, Elizabeth. Happiness, and Elizabeth.
Uh-huh, yes. So the mom goes to Target because they're classy. And this is for the meeting with the hitman.
So the hit meet is at Target.
Yes, not at Walmart.
Are you all right?
I'm a little upset. I might have to stop going there every 2 days, but I'll manage. I do have that Target red card. I get 5% off. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. Okay, so mom is very classy at Target. She's meeting with the hitman, and she gives him an envelope of cash with Evelyn's address written on it. But the mom totally F's up the hitman job. She doesn't bring a photo of Evelyn. And she was very specifically supposed to bring a photograph. So Kathleen is on the phone with her mom, and she is ticked off.
She's ticked.
She's full on ticked. She's like, you doofus. She calls her mom a doofus.
I told you to have one, doofus.
I told you to have a photo, doofus. And the mom says, no, no, you didn't. And she goes, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did, mother.
That so many yes I did. That was my quote of the episode. First of all, I know someone who talks to their mother this way. Not going to say who.
But she co-hosts a podcast with you.
But she does.
This is they me both on the phone trying to teach my mother how to text on her new smartphone.
But again, they both think that they're...
And I'm crying.
They're doing this on a prison phone.
On a prison phone. I told you to take the photo of her. What? It's a what photo of the cat.
What else could that mean?
I meant the cat. You have to take a photo so the vet can too. See how cute the cat is before they prescribe the medicine for her croup.
The diabetic croup.
Yeah, exactly.
This is just ridiculous.
The diabetic croup.
It's so bad. And then the best
part. It's
very
rare.
Get to the best part. Is that what?
Okay, so the mom then has to mail the photo to the hitman.
Okay, whatever.
In snail mail, because she's a doofus and she forgot. But guess what? He's not a hitman. That's how you know it's not a real hit, because a real hitman would want to meet in a Walmart parking lot.
You also know it's not a real hit because he doesn't look like a hitman. He looks like a cop.
He is an adorable undercover detective.
You could not get more cop.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's so just...
What's his name? Sandy? What's his name?
I don't know. He's my new boyfriend. Like that. That's his new name.
He's great.
And so he was pretending to be this hitman. And the reason this came about is because Kathleen's cellmate turned her in. Because Kathleen would not stop talking. She was probably bragging to the cellmate about how great this plan was and how they have this code about the cat's diabetes.
That's because they only know the voice and have never watched a police procedural show. So know nothing about jailhouse informants, do not understand. They do not understand that a hitman needs to look like at one point in his life, he's had a serious drug problem. They need to look like that. They have to have that look that maybe not now, but at some point, oh yeah.
Yeah.
What in the world?
No, they're real dumb.
I was yelling. Like I'm yelling now. I was yelling at the screen. I was like, really?
And then the best part is, you know, Kathleen went back to her cellmate and was bitching about how dumb her mom was.
How
that she had messed up the plan.
Stupid Leslie.
God, my mom is, she's such an idiot. She'd forget her head if it wasn't screwed on. She didn't bring the picture. I told her to bring the picture. She says, I didn't. I did. Mother, I did.
She also didn't, because we have the phone call.
We have the phone call.
Super
she did
didn't.
Not. Unless it is in a different part of the phone call, she did not specifically say the phone call. So Leslie, we got your back, girl, because she didn't say that. But she's totally bad-mouthing her mom then. And then it's totally her, because she's telling the cellmate everything. because she won't stop talking.
She doesn't have any friends.
That's true.
It's the first time she has like a forced friendship.
When she walks into the teacher's lounge at the school,
everyone's
backs just turn to her and they stop talking because they were talking about her.
Yeah.
And the students come and cry to her. I don't want to be in Miss Kathleen's class. Sorry. Sorry, Tommy. You have to, because there's only two classes and the other one's full. Everyone likes Miss Samantha, but no one likes Miss Kathleen. But I'm so sorry. You have to. So they arrest the last remaining member of the Dorset family, Mom Leslie. When they arrest her, on the seat next to her in the car, she has Evelyn's photo in an envelope because she's such a doofus that she can't even mail a photo. What is going on? Get to a post office. They're like on every other block. Although you did take a really long time to mail Tammy that stuff.
Yeah, I can't say a word. I'm silent.
Okay. So now Kathleen is charged with murder and attempted murder.
Yeah.
Andrea asks Mom Evelyn, how does it feel knowing that they were trying to have you killed? Evelyn is like, Jeff will tell you. I can't right now, Blondie. That's what I wanted her to say.
I'll tell you. Yeah, I know. Wait, where are my pills? Does somebody have my pills? Can I get my pills in here?
You're so skinny, Blondie. I could just blow you over.
I know.
So those are nice white jeans. I would just spill all over them.
Where'd you buy those jeans? You get those at White House Black Market? Where are you shopping? I got this beautiful blouse from Chico's the other week. It's gorgeous, like a snakeskin silk.
So Kathleen confesses in court. She is crying, reading her statement. We've never seen her cry before. Not over Stephen. I don't even think she cried at poor Luigi's funeral, where they had the amazing cannolis. The mom in court, her hair is gray and flowing like she is going to take her profile pic for Silver Singles or Our Time.
She couldn't get her perm. Her perm was gone. She had a strict perm before.
Grown out and it's like...
Right. It's pretty.
Like, it's soap. It was but like before, a Pantene commercial.
Before it was full poodle helmet.
It looks much better now. Prison has done her well.
All right.
Thomas pleads guilty. Gets jail time. Leslie, the mom, pleads guilty. She gets jail time.
Yeah.
Kathleen pleads guilty. She gets a ton of jail time.
Well, wait. The mom only gets like 7 years.
The mom gets less because of the conspiracy. I thought it was 15, but maybe...
Seven. I think the dad gets
15. The dad gets 15.
Yeah.
Kathleen gets like 56 or something crazy like that.
Yeah, she gets the rest of her life. Yeah.
Yeah. So Thomas writes a letter saying that the murder wasn't...
To Dateline.
Yes, that the murder wasn't planned. Okay. And that they took the plea deals to save Leslie's life. What? I don't even understand. But it is kind of sweet because it's so great when family is the most important thing. It's values.
Uh-huh.
And as Andrea points out, it was all over this baby and now none of them have this baby. And Andrea just loves the irony of it.
I love the irony of it,
don't beautiful.
You?
It's so sweet.
The baby's going to grow up with Grandma Evelyn and she's going to be tough as nails and amazing. And she's going to get to go on world trips and... Evelyn's going to be great.
I love it. I hope Evelyn's diabetes are okay, because she needs to stay healthy for that little girl.
She will.
Okay.
I have faith in Evelyn.
I do too. So Evelyn loves the producer. I meant to say prosecutor.
There we go.
So Evelyn loves the prosecutor and the detective who all worked on her team. She loves the fake hitman. She said, he literally had my back. And Andrea said, what's your cute nickname for him? And she says, hitman. He's my own private hitman. And Andrea is delighted. And so are we.
Andrea is still in touch with Evelyn. You know, Andrea gets a Christmas card from Evelyn and Elizabeth every year.
You almost just made tears come to my eyes.
Yeah.
There's moisture now.
You know that happens.
I have eye fluids. Thanks. Yeah. That is so cute. So she thinks of the detective, Jeff, the one that she said Jeff will tell you. She thinks of him like a son. And she lost her son, and now she has this new son. And she's such a tough broad, but she's getting a little choked up. And so it's just really...
It's sweet.
It's amazing. And Andrea says, what do you tell Elizabeth about her father? And she says that he loved her. that, you
loves
know,
her.
Loves her.
Present
he's
tense.
Present tense. He loves her. He's watching and he loves her, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. I love Evelyn. I can't deal.
It's a great end. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do we have B-roll bonanza?
Yeah.
Go for it. I only had one thing and it was very odd.
What is your one thing?
The detective is flipping through a huge photo book with these thick gloves like it's a precious stamp collection or something.
Oh my.
And he can't get his finger oils on them. But it's like their photos are digital. You could just reprint them. I don't understand what's happening. I must be missing something.
You're missing something. That's weird.
Yeah, I was very confused.
Or they were having him do something else with the gloves, and then they're like, wait, can we flip through this book real quick?
And he didn't take the gloves off.
Didn't take them off. And they were like, well, we like that better. We're using that. I don't know.
It's weird.
That's weird.
Like it was a comic book collection that's worth thousands of dollars. Hmm. And you can't actually touch it.
I didn't see that. Did you notice that the detective also, at one point, is at his computer? And they keep showing him typing, and he's a very fast typist. But they at one point he's like backspace. He's
oh, he made a mistake.
But he does it like 20 times, and then he kind of laughs. And I'm like, what is he deleting?
That's funny. I didn't know. He's sending an email to Evelyn.
He was like, nope. I can't say that. Yeah, it was really funny. So I don't know why you didn't notice, but it was a lot like Mousetrap in the fact that they must have said cul-de-sac 1,000 times. They kept talking about the neighborhood that Kathleen and her parents lived in. And then they kept showing the dead-end street sign. They showed it like 100 times.
I didn't even notice.
They kept showing it. I almost took down times that they kept showing dead-end. And I was like, my goodness. All right.
Is this episode actually called Dead End?
But they should have called it Dead End. I mean, realistically, this episode should have been called Dead End.
Well, the reason it took me so long to find online is because my DVR has it recorded from ID Network. And I've had it for over a year on there wanting to cover it on the show. But on my DVR, it's called Shattered Bonds. And I could never find it online. But then I accidentally stumbled upon it as Family Affair. So I'm very confused. I don't know Shattered Bonds. And then I thought like Ice Skater, but he's not an ice skater. He's a rollerblader. So.
But I also don't think that Shattered Bonds doesn't work that great. But a Family Affair doesn't work that great because there's no affairs.
But it family was affair, a family affair.
But it works better.
The murder if there's family is a family
stuff,
affair.
If there's family stuff and affairs.
It does work best that way. But you know, people say family affair when it doesn't have to do with an actual affair. They just go, this is a family affair.
Also, don't be confused because there is a second episode.
You butt out. Diabetes is our family affair.
Excuse me. Croup. There's also another episode with Dennis called Family Affair. So don't be confused if you go online and search for this.
Is it plural or is it singular?
A family affair.
Really? Okay.
And it's Dennis and it'll start off about the Fontainebleau or whatever, that hotel in Miami.
Oh, I know that episode very well.
It's called Family Affair.
I know them all very well. Let's be real.
I know.
Come on.
Well.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Then the other one.
That's a good one. We could cover that one. That's actually a really good one. Thank you for reminding me.
I'd be ready for that.
Yeah.
Two other B-rolls that were important. There's one picture where it's shown Kathleen in front of the mantel place. It's the picture they keep showing of her, the B-roll picture. And she's like in front of a mantelpiece with like a star blouse or something. It's a white blouse with like a little print on it that looks like it might be stars. But there's figurines on the mantel.
Ooh, what kind? Precious figures?
It tells precious moments.
I don't know what they are. I don't know. The kind Hank Hill's mom does when she gets depressed.
Precious moments.
Are those precious moments?
I don't know if they are. But they're all in front of like, oh, that's a sad episode. The mom with the figurines. I feel like it tells me
something.
Give
it to me, baby. That's the song that plays through the whole episode.
But it's funny with the figurines. It's an interesting.
I want to know. Do you something. Think the mom and the daughter collect them, or do you think Thomas is in on it too?
I think they're all three on. I think it's a family affair.
The figurines are a family affair.
So we need to figure
and
out.
And they
what
talk
they are.
About it. They're like, "We got the crystal fairy today. Oh, I've been wanting that blue crystal fairy."
they don't look as big as Precious Moments. Precious Moments are kind of bigger figurines, so these look a little smaller. So I'm wondering, but I remember because I used to go with my mom to JCPenney, and I used to love to look at the figurines, and they had these glass ones for every single year. It's like it would be a girl in a dress, and it was 1, 2, 3, 4, like all the way up to 17. And I always thought that was really sweet, and I didn't understand like why my parents didn't do that for me. Like I didn't have the glass figurines with the years on them. In my head, it was really important.
They just didn't love you.
They didn't love me enough to get me the glass figurines.
You know who did get those figurines? Elizabeth. Because she is
loved. Absolutely, she did.
Yeah.
So 1 through 5 is sitting on Leslie's mantle.
Yeah.
But then the other thing that I saw was they keep showing 3 pictures next to each other for each of the Dorsets. When they would talk about the Dorsets, they would have Thomas and then Leslie and Kathleen. And they were chopped up pictures. It was never a picture of the 3 of them together, which I found fascinating why there wasn't one picture with all 3 of them in it. It was like picture of him, and they were all 3 lined up
together.
That's
Dateline trying to be like artsy. And then at the end, they wanted all the photos to come together.
Okay, so here's the most confusing thing.
And then be spread apart as they all get sent to different prisons.
But in the Leslie photo, you clearly see Kathleen's star top.
Oh.
You see the star. You see that, like, she's. But I'm like, does Kathleen have 3 shirts? Or does that. I need to.
So it's one photo that they have chopped up.
But I don't think it is. No, because Thomas is totally different.
Oh,
totally
he's
different.
Like
background.
Outside or something.
Kathleen's, like, in the house sitting. Or Kathleen's standing at the fireplace, and then Leslie is sitting down somewhere. But it's definitely not lined up in the way that that's the picture cut out of the Kathleen photo. It's a different photo, but she's wearing the same shirt.
I would just like to say that you criticized me several weeks ago for pointing out that the photo they kept using of this person who was murdered was one with scratch marks all throughout it, like an ex-girlfriend had clawed out the photo. And then there's one
I just didn't see
of the mom where there's a huge scratch across her face. It's in The Grudge or whatever, where she's about to be haunted by a demon, and you take someone's photo and their face is all wiped, and then you know they're about to die. And you were like, maybe those were all the photos they had. But this family has so many photos.
Did that family murder, though?
No.
So this family murders.
This family murders, but it's well documented in photos. So, I mean,
it's no, they don't have any photos, is what I'm saying. That why we only show these 3 the whole time and never one of all 3 of them together.
I guarantee you there's a photo in that stack of 17 in his shirt pocket that has one of all of them.
So why didn't we get to use that? Why didn't Dateline use that?
Because that's his photo and it's in his jail cell with him. And he didn't want it to be used.
He didn't want anything else but those photos.
But he does like showing it at the commissary over a cup of noodle soup. Like, hey, I know you're in here for murder, but so am I. Look at this photo of my granddaughter.
You don't need to show your granddaughter's photo to men in prison. Let me just be very clear and give you some good advice, Thomas.
Thomas, not that bright.
Don't bring your top pictures of your toddler daughter into prison.
He doesn't know.
You don't know what people are in there for.
That's true. But he doesn't know.
No, they obviously
they didn't watch Oz. They didn't watch Sopranos. They don't watch CSI. They don't know anything.
They really don't. What else do you have? Did you have fashion police?
No.
What about brands unhappy being on Dateline?
I'm not going to say Target because that was a fake hit meetup.
Because it's the only thing I wrote down.
It is a fake meetup.
I wrote Target.
With a fake hitman.
What about cats? I feel like cats kind of got a bad name in this. Those stupid cats.
Like the only one who came out unscathed in this episode is Laura.
Who's Laura?
Laura's the cousin who they're bad-mouthing her ability to raise children, but I think she's the only one doing things right in that bloodline. Give us more Laura.
Give us more Laura. Do you think New Jersey came out unscathed or same?
Same
scathed.
If this was like one of those quizzes, is your opinion improved? Unimproved or the unchanged, I would say unchanged.
On the pain scale.
Yeah.
Happy sadness.
My smile would just be a straight line.
The line.
Yeah, just the line.
Dead middle. Okay.
Yeah. We have titles? I have so many titles.
Oh, let's go. All right, we'll do switch off.
Okay. My first one you won't get at all, but I have to because my Hamilton people will get really mad at me, which is everything is illegal in New Jersey. which is a play on a line in the show, which is everything is legal in New Jersey. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but I knew, just knew people would be upset if I didn't say it.
Okay.
It's not my strongest.
It's all right.
They get better.
Death on the Dorset.
I like that. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
Next. Shut up, Kathleen. Oh, it's you know.
There we go. Yeah. You did it.
Because she never stopped talking.
Yeah. I have Dead End, which we already discussed.
Yeah. Three murderers and a baby.
That's great.
And then the sequel is Three Murderers and a Little Lady.
That's really good. How about Too Mulch Too Soon?
I like it. I like it. Because they were only spending $1,000 for a hitman, Cheapskate.
Oh, good.
Because he was a skater.
Good. Well done. Good. Well done. You good. That's good. I like it. How about Door Set Game Match?
Okay.
Okay.
I can see it.
Sorry.
Luigi's Haunted Restaurant / Funeral Parlor.
There you go. That's great.
Woo-hoo.
That's really good.
I did it.
Nice job.
Lynn, we love you. We hope you liked your episode.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. You can get an extra guaca episode a month if you become a Patreon.
Yes.
Dateline. Find us. You can get a sticker and bingo cards and fun stuff.
And CrimeCon, if you would like to come to CrimeCon this year, we have a code.
Hang out with us and Lynn.
Yes, which is CrimeCon Daily at Dateline. I got that there. What's the code?
It is croup / diabetes.
Croupedies. Croupedies 19.
It is Dateline 19. And you get 10% off your ticket, and it really helps us out a lot. And it's in New Orleans, where there's gators and haunted things. Come on.
Yep.
What
We're
could
very
be better?
Excited. We're very excited. I'm already like, I've actually already bought Kimberly a t-shirt that she has to wear. So.
Oh, boy.
I don't think you, I didn't tell you. Oh, yeah. It should be here next week.
We have a very special fashion accessory that Kim from People Are Wild had made for us. So get
what?
Ready. That's oh, a, just get okay. ready. Don't watch alone. Watch at the place where Luigi's funeral was. They have the best ravioli.
We should have looked it up. What do you think it's called?
I wish I knew. I think it might be Fat Tony's.
It could be Fat to Orlando's. I don't know. What could it be called?
He sells gerbils out the back of it.
God, what's selling gerbils?
It's,
get
a,
your guinea
it's
pigs.
A funeral parlor / restaurant / hamster habitat.
/ guinea pig emporium. We have all the breeds, short hair and long hair. You want to floor mop? We got this little gentleman right here. His name's Teddy Bear 2. Teddy Bear 1 met an evil despise in the deep fryer. We may or may not have served him at Luigi's funeral.
That's why the food was so good. We apologize in advance for all the letters we're going to get for our amazing accents. Sorry, Jersey.
Yeah,
we love you.
We do. This. I'm going to have to put a disclaimer at the beginning. I apologize. Can we do a quick disclaimer? Record?
Jersey has brought us Snooki's Poof, Bridgegate, and many other things
that
I cannot think of right now.
It's secured Kimberly and my friendship. Talking about Jersey Shore.
Really?
It's brought us closer together. No, I'm just saying that.
Oh, okay.
Just trying to show its importance.
Yeah, no, it's
just
very
go
important.
Along with it. Okay,
it's
never
so
mind.
Important. Katie and I had a huge fight, and we made up by watching Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
So this podcast could not have been brought to you without New Jersey. That's how important it is. But you know what? Remember this. At least you're not Florida. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.